Well, hello there, young man. I almost thought you weren't going to show up. Oh, this is detention. I'm running detention today. Have a seat here in the front row. It's just going to be you and me here today. Oh, I excused Mr. Kelly from his detention duty this afternoon. Thought it would give us a nice chance to chat. Do you know who I am? I am the headmistress, yes. And do you know why I wanted to talk with you today? Your behavior, yes. As well as your attitude, your demeanor, and, well, just about everything about you. Ever since your name started continually crossing my desk in a less than positive light, I began to observe you from time to time. Who your friends are, who your girlfriends are, who your enemies are, the way you walk, the way you talk, and the way you carry yourself. Was I impressed? Yes. Basically, I see that you are a very handsome dumb jock who thinks he has a 12-inch cock, and his looks and his dick are all he needs to be successful in life. Surprised at the use of my word cock. Well, if you prefer, I could call it a prick or a cum stick or a tent peg, but it doesn't really matter, does it? Oh, have I offended you? Well then, that only proves my point. You are a mere boy in a man's body. Tell me, why were you given detention every day for the rest of the school year and banned from participating in all sports? Oh, I do know, you're right, but I'd like to hear it in your words. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault you were caught with your dick inside a cheerleader in a locker room. Can you explain to me how it wasn't your fault? Did you trip into her accidentally? Oh, I see. So she wasn't wearing any panties when she was performing at the game, and therefore you had no choice but to fuck her. She was asking for it. Do I understand this correctly? Oh, watch her tone with me, young man. Although at the moment I'm using the word man quite loosely. You will only refer to me as headmistress. Do you understand? Good. Now, you just turned 18, didn't you? So you are indeed an adult by age. And as an adult, you think that because she was displaying to you she wasn't wearing any panties, you had no choice but to fuck her. Therefore, it really wasn't your fault. Oh, she was seducing you. You consider that seduction? Well, just as I said, handsome and incredibly stupid when it comes to women and sex. Oh, now, now. I didn't come here today to upset you or put you down. There's so much you don't know when it comes to the beauty of sex, the art of it. It makes me quite sad, actually. It's not about just pleasing a woman, but to understand the art of seduction. I came here indeed to put you in your place. And possibly for something else. To teach you how to be a man. To teach you the beautiful art of pleasure. What do I mean? Well, first, I want you to stand up and come over to me. Closer. Closer. Good. Now, I want you to put your face right here next to my neck. And I want you to smell me. You heard me right. Inhale my scent. I smell good. Thank you. But let's try that one more time. Lean in, close your eyes, and softly inhale. Better. What do you smell? And how does it make you feel? What does it make you think of? It's nice. Okay. Anything else? Oh, you like it. All right. Well, that's a start. No. I don't want you to sit back down. Now, I want you to put your arms around my waist and pull me in close. Closer. And inhale my scent once more. This is not a weird test, as you put it, nor as your headmistress am I asking. Do it. Come on. Very nice. Now, what do you think of sexy? Better. I think we're getting somewhere now. Now, I want you to unbutton my silk blouse. Yes. Carefully. Unbutton my white silk blouse. Slow down. I want you to look me in the eyes and slowly unbutton my blouse. Good. Now gently slide it off my shoulders. You may look down now. Tell me what you see. My tits, yes. True. But really look at them. Are they just another pair of tits, as you say? You like my bra? Why? It's beautiful. It is sheer and black, and it is lace, yes. You're right. Most girls don't wear bras like this, but women do. Women who love the feel of their bodies wrapped in beautiful lingerie. Women who understand the power of celebrating what makes them feel sexy and empowered. Now trace the back of your hand between them and take in my softness and the feel of my skin. and think about what it would feel like to nuzzle them, to pull each one of them into your mouth, feeling the hard nub against your tongue. I bet you would like me to feed them to you, wouldn't you? Not yet. Now, give me your hands and reach back here. I want you to unzip my pencil skirt. And get on your knees and slide it down. Now take my hand and help me step out of it. Thank you. Now, I want you to just sit there on your knees and look at me from head to toe. Take in my lace suspenders, my silk G-string, lace stockings, and my very pointed black stiletto pump. No touching unless I give you permission. Do you like what you see? What makes it different than, say, the cheerleader with no panties? I see. And what does it make you want? More? All right. I quite like that answer. And more I shall give you. The lesson is not nearly over. Thank you, mistress. I quite like that. Good boy. We are definitely getting somewhere. And now I want you to stand and reach round to pull the pin out of my hair. Much better. You had no idea it was so long. Well, it's frowned upon for the headmistress to wear her hair in cascading waves down her body. Sadly. So I always have to wear it up, you see. Boring as it is. Yes, I do always dress like this under my clothes. Every single day. I may be the school headmistress, but I am very, very much a woman first. Now, I want you to lean down. Now, I want you to get back on your knees and kiss each of my feet. And now look up at me. This chain. Well, turn me around and you can find out where it leads. Just pull my G-string to one side. It is called a jeweled anal plug. I don't wear one every day, but sometimes, yes. And this one is my absolute favorite. Why? Because it's beautiful. And because it stretches me very much in the same way perfect cock would. Do I like it up the ass? I'm afraid I don't have to tell you that now, do I? That information will be privileged. Would you like to pull it out? That's another privilege you have to earn. How do you do that? Oh, well, I'm glad you asked. Turn me so you're directly in front of me. Stay on your knees. For you to earn the privilege and love of your mistress, you will first have to obey everything she says. And if you don't, you will be punished. No, not whipped. Not all mistresses are into severe BDSM like that. There are other, far, far more delicious ways to punish you, believe me. And that will also be the last time you speak out of turn, young man. From this point on, you will only speak when I give you permission or when I ask you a direct question. Do you understand, pet? Good boy. Now, I want you to slide my knickers down. It's a delicate lace, and you will treat it as such. Thank you. Now hold them up to your face and take in my scent. Do you like the smell of my arousal? And how does it make you feel? You may speak. Hard. I see that. And you want more? Going to sit on the edge of this desk here and spread my legs wide in front of you. Allow my pussy to be on full display. Tell me, pet, do you think I'm asking for it, as you say? Do you think that me doing this is giving you permission to come over here and fuck me? No what? No, mistress. You're right. I'm not. Nor am I offering it. You see. You have to earn my pleasure. You have to earn the gift of tasting me, worshipping me, fucking me. Do you wish it was your cock inside my pussy instead of my fingers? I'm so You want more? Well then, my sweet pet, there are a few rules you must follow. One, you will always treat me with respect and refer to me as mistress, no matter where we are and whom you are with. Two, for me to be your mistress, you must understand that you belong to me. I own you, and you must know your place. You will speak when spoken to, and you will never talk back or question me. Do you understand, pet? Good. And three, your pleasure belongs to me. And that means I control your cock. I tell you when you can touch it, when you can release and come. I tell you where it can and can't go. Your cock is mine. And if you want more, you will always obey this rule. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, come over here. Turn me around and bend me over the desk. Slide out the plug. Looks inviting, doesn't it? It's beautiful. Good. Because I want you to lick it. And as you do, you will keep your hands behind your back. I want you to push your tongue deep inside of me. No girl has ever let you do that before. Ah, well, I'm not a girl. I am your mistress. And I am telling you to lick my ass. I will guide you through the pleasure of it. Oh, slow down, my pet. This is not a race. I want you to lick it sensually. Feel it. Texture of it on your tongue, the softness of it, the warmth of it, the taste, oh, and the depth. Allow it to play on all of your senses. Sex is far, far more than the simple acts of fucking and blowjobs. Oh, it is truly a whole mind and body experience. And combined with the art of seduction and ownership, oh, it takes it to a much, much higher level than just fucking in the locker room because you didn't have a choice. Do you want to please me, my pet? Then keep doing that with your tongue. Oh, and rub your hand over my pussy. Let me take it. Palm it. Now follow my fingers over my clit. Just like this. Oh, and now fuck my ass with your tongue. Detention is over. You are free to go. But what? But what, mistress? Oh, I see that you are quite hard. But you haven't earned any form of release yet. You've not earned any pleasure beyond pleasing me. Now, you will, especially if you perform as good as you just did. I tell you what, I'll give you a test. Hand me my knickers there. Now they are coated in my sweet nectar. Take them and masturbate to them 3 times each day until I call on you. Easy. You are not allowed to come until I give you permission. And I didn't give you permission, did I? So yes, 3 times a day without release until I call on you. When will that be? When I think you're ready to truly become my pet. And believe me, I will know if you fail. Now, run along, young man, and good luck.